The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello and welcome to another fun and informative episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And we have another fun show for all of you today. At least we hope so. Hopefully, those of you that are listening, continue to listen. And hopefully you'll tell your friends and they'll listen too. We always are here to provide good scientific and common sense information to you. Things that you can actually utilize in your own life. I know a lot of guys that sometimes are super smart. They're not good at communicating how to practically utilize what they've told you. Sometimes people go, I listened to his PhD and I really don't know what he told me. It was really good, but I don't know what he told me. So at the end of the day, you got to be able to say, ding, ding, I know how that works for me. So that's what we're here to do with all of you. So, but before we get into our show for today, this week we're talking about cranberry, pomegranate, and glutathione, all very important nutrients for all of you. We're going to talk about how that relates to, obviously, urinary tract infections. Certainly, heart health is a biggie in glutathione for so many different issues. In my talking point, we're going to talk about mercury toxicity, how glutathione can help with that, and so many other things. So before we get into all that, we want to remind all of you how you can stay connected to us.
Our main hub is www.cohradio.com. If you've been a longtime listener, thank you. You may still have us saved as crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Both of those will get you to the same place. But for those of you who are new and you want to check us out, cohradio.com, less to type. That can also link you over to emeraldlabs.com, which is our company website. And that's where all of our products that we make are housed. We make over 100 different formulas. We're going to be adding new ones every year. So that is our main hub for those formulas, if you want to really do a more of a deep dive into each of the formulas. You can also link over to supplements.one, which is our web affiliate. And we have an exclusive partnership with them because you can find certain hubs where you can find quite a few of our formulas, but they are the only ones that carry every single product that we make every day at 10% off to you. However, as a Crossroads of Health listener, we give out a code every single week that applies to the topic at hand, which this week is the antioxidants and superfoods. And with that code, you can save an additional discount percentage off of the featured product. So we'll talk about that more later on in the show.
There you go. And so mercury toxicity is one of those things that I know a lot about because I've had all the mercury drilled out of my teeth, the mercury amalgams many, many years ago. And I've been involved in this industry for a long time, but a lot of people don't know a lot about mercury toxicity. This is kind of a long talking point, but it's worth putting your listening ears on for and really just really seeking to gather this information because it's very valuable. So mercury toxicity is one of the least recognized health concerns in America and around the world. Elevated levels of this toxin are linked to heart disease, diabetes, autoimmunity, impaired cognitive function. That's a big concern for a lot of people that are elderly. Chronic fatigue syndrome, immune system dysfunction, hormone imbalance, and even attention deficit hyperactivity disorder or ADHD. In short, mercury disrupts the function of all the cells in the body. Unfortunately, the average physician and dentist don't have a clue about the devastating damage this poison can cause in the human body. And many of you are aware that mercury amalgams as fillings have been used for decades and decades in this country. And they, for years, you think, oh, it doesn't go into your body. It's just in your mouth. But, you know, that's a kind of a foolish statement if you really think about it. Mercury has no known role in human metabolism and can be difficult for the body to get rid of. The metal has an affinity for sulfur-containing groups in cells known as sulfhydryl groups, as well as for a number of amino acids and enzymes. This means it adversely affects nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, alpha-lipoic acid, and glutathione. These nutrients are important antioxidants that can aid with mercury detoxification, further complicating the situation. Mercury also targets the energy-producing warehouses of the cells known as the mitochondria. This damage can lead to a variety of health problems, ranging from neurological issues to fatigue. Since mercury affects every cell, it affects the entire body. Several studies have linked mercury toxicity to high blood pressure, coronary heart disease, heart attacks, kidney dysfunction, and an overall increase in total mortality. The fact is, there's a mountain of evidence showing that mercury is a dangerous toxin that can harm both the human body and the environment. Even the World Health Organization acknowledges this. For years, they've published guidelines for acceptable mercury levels. Their publication, Exposure to Mercury, a Major Public Health Concern. So remember, World Health Organization, their publication, Exposure to Mercury, a Major Public Health Concern. That says it all in its title and clarifies the risk in its first sentence. Mercury is highly toxic to human health. Mercury occurs naturally in the environment in several different forms. Human beings can neither create it nor destroy it. It's found in the Earth's crust and in rocks, including coal. According to the EPA, or Environmental Protection Agency, coal-burning power plants are the largest human-caused source of mercury emissions in the air in the United States. It's also released into the atmosphere as a byproduct of gold and mercury mining, and in the manufacturing of cement, pesticides, chlorine, mirrors, medical equipment, and through dentistry, amalgam fillings, as I talked about, industrial leaks, and corpse and waste incineration.
Oh,
yeah.
Something you don't really think about.
Yeah.
But
stuff,
wow.
I know. Stuff here. I read that and I had to reread it. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So the most common forms of mercury are elemental mercury, methyl mercury, and inorganic mercury compounds. The elemental form is commonly used in medical equipment such as thermometers, blood pressure cuffs, barometers, and some types of light bulbs. However, if the elemental mercury isn't enclosed in a container, it will give off vapor. I remember when I was a kid busting the tube lights and my parents like, no, 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 no. And I'm telling you guys, please tell your children, no, please do not do that. And then you breathe all that vapor. Not good. So
I remember actually a thermometer breaking at my grandma's house. And I found it so fascinating to see the little mercury bead rolling around.
It is fascinating.
It looks super cool, but it is so dangerous.
It says if the elemental mercury isn't enclosed in container, it give off vapor. High levels of this vapor breathed in over a short period of time can be fatal. Fatal. The two other forms are what we're most commonly affected by. Elemental mercury is not safe when it's released into the environment as a byproduct of coal burning power plants. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't have any coal plants, you know, but it's good to know this. You know, we want to be careful with these types of things. In fact, it's a major source of human exposure to the toxic metal. According to the WHO, it can stay for up to a year in the atmosphere where it can be transported and deposited globally. It ultimately settles in the sediment of lakes, rivers, or bays where it is transformed into methyl mercury, absorbed by the phytoplankton, ingested by zooplankton and fish, and accumulates especially in the long-lived predatory species such as sharks and swordfish. And of course, fish that eat the toxic methyl mercury pass that mercury on to humans when we eat fish, which explains why fish are ultimately the biggest source of mercury toxicity in the human body. Now, again, we're not saying never eat fish, but you want to choose your fish wisely and carefully. We get our fish from places that we trust, Whole Foods, health food stores, health markets, they tend to be more focused on such things. So the more methyl mercury a fish feeds on and the longer it lives determine how much mercury it passes on to us. A recent study found that between 43% and 100% of the fish from 9 countries, including the United States, contain mercury at levels so high that eating them more than once per month would be unsafe. The biggest risk is to children, especially those who are still developing in the womb and being exposed to mercury. When the mother consumes unsafe fish, mercury passes through the placenta into the bloodstream of the fetus. Now, dental amalgams or silver fillings, which contain approximately 50% mercury, are a source of exposure to the troublesome inorganic mercury. A study in the Journal of Dental Research analyzed mercury vapor concentration in 46 people, 35 of whom had amalgam fillings. Researchers found that the participants with amalgam fillings produced mercury vapors that were 9 times greater than baseline levels in participants with no amalgams. Well, that's to the dentist to say, oh, it's no problem. Mercury amalgam, no big deal. So chewing increased their mercury concentration 6-fold compared to non-chewing mercury levels and by 54-fold over people with amalgam fillings. To make matters worse, some of the mercury from fillings that enters the digestive tract is transformed into methylmercury, the type of mercury commonly found in fish. Mercury salts are another form of inorganic mercury compound. They have long been used in folk medicine and in herbal formulas developed by practitioners of traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine. It would be rare for Chinese or Ayurvedic medicine herbalists in the United States to use formulas that contain this very toxic form of mercury. However, herbal supplements and teas imported from China and India have been found to contain mercury and other contaminants. Therefore, we recommend using only herbal products that are harvested and manufactured in the United States or Europe. That's why we do what we do. Or at least independently tested for toxic metals and other contaminants. So that's kind of broad overview on mercury toxicity, but it is a significant issue. And one of the things, first of all, okay, some of you are probably saying, okay, how do I know if I have mercury toxicity or too much mercury in my body? Well, you can test for heavy metals. The common heavy metals are lead, cadmium, mercury, and arsenic. But you can test in the urine, in the hair, and the blood for mercury to find out if this should be a concern for you. Now, if you do have elevated mercury levels, there are things that you can do. You can take glutathione. That's one of the things we're talking about this week. This can help the body to metabolize mercury so you can get rid of it, which is the key. When you got a heavy metal, sometimes it's hard to get rid of those things. Selenium, chlorella, modified citrus pectin, alpha-lipoic acid, and acetylcysteine, vitamin C. And we did another show recently on our multis. By the way, our multis, guess what? Many of them have glutathione, they have selenium, they have alpha-lipoic acid, they have vitamin C. So this is why a multi is foundational, everything you do. But then we sell glutathione by itself. So just there are things that you can do orally, and there are other things with integrative doctors you can do beyond that. But anyway, that's just kind of a big overview on mercury toxicity and why you should be concerned, why it's something you should be thinking about. We are out of time for segment one. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium, as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated. To learn more, visit www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Or you can find Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium at health food stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's supplements.one.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald, the additive-free company, by visiting supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And if you are just joining us, you can always go to cohradio.com. That's kind of our hub where you can get all of our archive shows. You can connect to Emerald Labs there. You can connect to supplements.one. That's our internet partner that carries all of the Emerald Laboratories products every day. And they carry actually some other brands too that we agree with and appreciate. They have great integrity and they only carry brands that agree with them on. And we're very thankful for that. And that's why we have a great partnership. So you can always go there. Oh, and if you are on social media, I want to mention, you can, if you're on Instagram, you can look at Emerald I'm Free for the Emerald products, or you can look at COH Radio. If you're on Facebook, you can go to / COH Radio on Facebook. We're doing some great posting there. Check it out. Like us, tell your friends about us. That would be our desire, and that's what we're asking for. So tell your friends. If you like what you hear and you like our products, tell your friends. I know Melody, she had a couple other points that she wanted to make on the mercury toxicity while we were on the break. So what do you got there, Mel?
Well, because when a woman's pregnant, the baby is so susceptible to the negative effects of mercury. I was looking on a pregnancy website, and it was saying that, you know, while there's this huge list of foods to avoid that mostly include, Rick, you were saying, the bottom feeder fish, one of them, which is one of my favorites, which is lobster, is a no-no that you're supposed to stay away from. But they did say that there are fish that are lower in mercury, including shrimp, surprisingly enough, catfish, canned light tuna. Now, canned, I always go with the pouches, not the cans, because you're trying to avoid the aluminum for other reasons, okay? And then tilapia and salmon. So, and I know that you have some very specific things that you look for when you're consuming salmon.
Yes. There's so much research now on farm-raised salmon that there's GMOs tied into it. And Melody was talking about, you know, giving us GMO soy food and the...
Totally not natural for them to eat that, by the way.
I will just tell all of you, my girls, I said, unless it's wild-caught salmon, I don't eat it, period. Just, and I love salmon. My girls love salmon. But I said, don't eat it unless wild-caught. We just went out to dinner the other night and they had... I said, this one meal, I said, is that wild caught? She said, no. And I said, well, they had another one that was wild caught. She goes, we can exchange the wild caught into your dish. I go, please do. And then the guy brought it to the table. I go, can you please confirm with the cook that that's wild caught? So he said, yes, it is. Okay. So anyway, and I will tell you, I don't eat lobster often. You know, I sometimes will go out and I'll get it. And I can tell you, I've had Mark Singer test our heavy metals and we have no problem. So it's not that you can never eat these things. You just want to be aware and you want to be careful. You want to be selective in where you shop, what you get, and you want to also be careful how often you consume fish that might be at risk. So anyway.
Well, tuna in general too. I know that they say like not to consume more than 6 ounces a week, I think is the rule when you're pregnant, particularly. But yeah, I mean, I think lobster is one of those things where it's like so decadent. It's a rarity that you enjoy lobster. So I enjoy lobster, but I don't enjoy it all that often. So I think I'm okay.
Sure. God gave us taste buds. We should enjoy the food we eat, but just be wise in how often you consume things. You know, my dad used to always say, everything in moderation. So I wouldn't say everything, but many things. Yes, moderation is a good thing.
Many things in moderation.
So what do you have for us this week for Talking Point, Miss Melody?
Well, I'm talking about things that are toxic as well, but it's also too because, there's many parts of the country where people may be thinking about, you know, hopping into their pools, going down to the beach, enjoying. Now, you know, and this is something that could apply year round, really, truly. But during the summertime, a lot of people are slathering themselves in sunblock. And, I have two little girls. They're going to want to be going into their Aunt Dolly's pool and spending some time digging at the beach. So I wanted to share this with all of you out there who are trying to protect your skin, because you need to be able to protect it in a way that's not harming you in other ways. So here it is. They swore it was safe. They urged you to use it, especially here in the warm weather. And they insisted it would protect you from a dangerous and, in some cases, deadly health risk. But new research reveals the startling truth about the most commonly used sunscreen ingredients in the nation. They're not safe. Not at all. And the new study also tears down another key mainstream myth about sunscreen. They've claimed safety doesn't matter much since you're not eating it. You're putting it on your skin, and it can't get into your body that way. Well, it turns out that's another massive lie. The reason why I'm also passionate about this is I'm a licensed esthetician. Your skin is the biggest organ on your body, okay? So you can absorb certain things. I mean, there may be certain limitations to whether or not things are going to sink all the way into your bloodstream. But, you know, you need to treat your skin well.
I mean, it's some things. It's all dental thing. It's no problem. Your body's not going to absorb any of that. I mean, use your common sense. I mean, your skin, of course your skin has absorbed some things. And some of these statements are just so ridiculous. I just sort of rely on my common sense and go, that doesn't really make sense to me. So I think I'm just going to get rid of all the mercury in my mouth or not.
I think it's just
things.
You get these resounding, sweeping statements that are just driven in time and time and time again. And if you don't use sunscreen, you're being irresponsible. If you don't do this, if you don't do that, if you don't do that. And so I think that we all kind of, some of us can really, I mean, many, many of us can be subject to that sort of herd mentality that everybody is doing. Everybody's doing it. If you're not doing it, you're not doing the right thing. But there are ways to protect your skin that aren't going to be so toxic.
I have to digress for 1 minute. I'm just, this whole thing. Years ago, my wife's dad, he was a doctor, and he used to treat Dave McCoy. Dave McCoy was a guy that owned Mammoth Mountain here in California. He and his wife, Roma, and their kids, he built Mammoth Mountain. I mean, the whole ski resort up there from the 50s forward. There's a great book on him, but it's just a really neat man. He used to come in, his family, they're really into supplements. And I remember seeing him up in Mammoth. He used to ride his bike. They live in Bishop, and they'd go all the way up to Mammoth if you're from California. It's a hard ride. You know, Mammoth Mountain's up at, the top of the mountain's at 11,000 feet.
That's no joke.
But I remember going up there, seeing him on his bike, because he was super fit, and he was about as dark as anybody I've ever seen. I mean, it's like, he's obviously not wearing a lot of sunscreen, and you're 9,000 feet closer to the sun, and you know what? And I don't know if Dave is still alive, but he's got to be close to 100 if he is. I mean, and he was so healthy. So I'm just saying, there's more to it than meets the eye. It's not like, you know, like as Melly said, these sweeping statements, you got to do this or do that. It's like, you know, we need sun. It's not a good idea to get your skin burned, but I always just remember that picture of him riding his bike being really dark, and he never had skin cancer. So, but he did a lot with supplements. So
yeah,
anyway.
It's a much bigger picture than we'll be able to cover in just, you know, the talking point. But yes, there's more to it than just the slather on the sunscreen. So the truth about sunscreen and what to do instead. New research reveals how the worst hormone-disrupting chemicals such as oxybenzone in sunscreen can get into your body after all. They not only get inside, they do so easily. The study finds that they can penetrate the skin, enter the bloodstream, and circulate throughout your body. And most alarming of all, they can rapidly accumulate in the body in levels high enough to destroy your health. In the new study, human volunteers were given common sunscreens and essentially told to follow the label instructions. They put it on 4 times a day for 4 days. Over the course of a week, their levels of a number of dangerous chemicals shot to the moon, or in this case, maybe straight to the sun. Chemicals such as oxybenzone, avobenzone, octocrylene, and e-camsol linked to hormone disruption, allergic reactions, organ damage, cellular damage, and developmental problems in kids and more all jumped. They hit several orders of magnitude above the FDA quote-unquote safe levels. And that's just from 4 days. Imagine putting this stuff on every day, all summer long. Clearly, sunscreen isn't as safe as you've been told, but they still won't urge you to avoid these chemical poisons. But I will. This is Dr. Stengler speaking. Through writing. Through me, because there are better, safer options for sun protection. The best, of course, is to seek shade before you burn and to cover up when you can. If that's not possible, look for a natural sunscreen that uses zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. And if you need more info, you can Google EWG sunscreen, and you'll find the Environmental Working Group's constantly updated list of sunscreens. You can search by brand, find out exactly what's inside each one, what the risks are linked to each ingredient, and even get safety scores. So this is really important, especially for, I know the moms out there, sometimes as adults, we're like, let me soak it all in. But for little ones, you know, one of the things that is problematic is if you do burn a lot when you're younger, they do say that risk for developing skin cancer later on in life starts sometimes with those childhood burns that you get because kids are outside playing. Let your kids play, let them soak up the sun, but do it in a safe way. There's also clothing too that can provide some natural sun protection, wear a hat, just something to protect yourself, but get out and enjoy the sun, but do it safely. There are some great natural alternatives to sunscreens out
there.
Yeah,
sun is not the enemy.
No.
I mean, your body to produce vitamin D, which most people don't have nearly enough serum vitamin D in the bloodstream, but it's like just the burning is the problem. I just read something on the internet. The new thing is people that they burn these tattoos in their body. So it's like red and white. I saw a guy on Facebook. He had a flag on the front. So he's like, wow. All burned red. And then it's white. And I go, that is probably not a good idea. The whole sunburn tattoo
where
thing.
They put the sunblock. They'll put sunscreen or whatever it is in the pattern that they want to do so that they let everything around it burn and then that doesn't burn, which is just...
We're not advocating in any way for that. So get some sunshine. As Mel said, enjoy the sun. But then, you know, if you're burning, just get out of the sun. All right. We're out of time for segment two. We will be right back for segment three of Crossroads of Health, and we'll get into some of the superfoods and antioxidants.
Let's face it, whether seasonal or year-round, allergies just aren't fun and can take a toll on our quality of life. Allergies are a very common health problem, and approximately 1 out of 5 people in the United States are affected by hay fever. With this condition, substances in the environment, such as grass or tree pollens, can be a real challenge and is usually seasonal. Some people react year-round to things, such as dust mites, pet dander, or mold. Common symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, congested sinus, watery and/or itchy eyes, sleep problems, and a variety of other health problems. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to improve symptoms of allergy season-related challenges caused by natural pollen, airborne pollutants, and other related allergens. You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here today with your host, Rick Simpson. We have a fabulous show on antioxidants. Antioxidants and superfoods for you today. We're talking a lot about things that help the body to detox, that help to support your heart health. Just overall wellness here is what we're all about. If you missed any part of the show today, you can actually catch that on our archive page on www.cohradio.com. Now, if you are an original old school listener, thank you so much. You may still have us saved as crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Both will get you to the same place. And right now, Rick has got some great information on a very specialized form of cranberry that we offer in Emerald Labs, the additive-free formulas.
Yes. Urinary tract infections affect many millions and millions of women out there. And historically, before we developed this product, cranberry products were often not standardized on what actually really makes them work. Now, you may have gotten some benefit because cranberry naturally has what are called type A PACs or type A proanthocyanidins. But that is the active constituent that you actually want, that the research has shown actually is functional and helps you to get better from the infection. So a lot of cranberry products out there, they're standardized on some sort of acids found in the cranberry. That is not what's functional for you. So anyway, this product is actually an active ingredient called Pacran. It's a branded ingredient, and it is standardized, as I said, on 1.5% type A PACs or proanthocyanidins, as I said. What the studies, human clinical data showed on this product was people that took 500 milligrams a day, I think it might have been 250 to 500, but in that neighborhood, they got significant benefit from their UTIs. And we have had a lot of people through the years that take this product, and it works like none other out there. So this is something, if you suffer from UTIs, you should consider. I want to talk about a minute why this works. When you have UTIs, between your kidneys and where you excrete the urine, there's your urethra, like long tubes where the urine flows down through. And what happens is these bacteria, they have little hooks. And these little hooks, they sort of latch in the urethra, and they're very hard to get rid of. So if you got the cranberry standardized on some sort of acid, I don't know, they're thinking, oh, we're going to burn out the bacteria. I don't know what people were thinking back in the day. They just knew that cranberry historically had been helpful. But what actually happens physiologically, the type A packs actually cause those little hooks in the bacteria to relax. And so they can't hold on in the urethra, and then they get washed out. And that is where you get the benefit from. So, you know, ultimately you have to get rid of the bacteria that's causing the infection. So you, that's how it works, is the type A packs help relax those little hooks. And so your body can wash them out. Now, I do want to talk about cranberry juice. For years, you know, people say, oh, I remember when I was a kid, oh, just get some cranapple or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, I wonder how much sugar is in that, you know, and I think
tons,
most of us have
tons of sugar.
And bacteria is just like, nom, 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 nom. Oh, sugar. I love sugar. Sugar's so delicious. So let me multiply. So just as a side note, if you have a UTI, you should probably avoid, you know, refined sugar at the very least, but that's a secondary issue. But so pure cranberry juice, yes, it does have some type A packs in it, and yes, it can be helpful. But this product is standardized on the type A packs, on the active constituent that's going to give you the most benefit. But certainly, if you're going to get a pure cranberry juice, that could be helpful. But I remember back in the day when I used to work at a health food store chain here in Southern California, I remember it was $3.99 a bottle for this cranberry. And most back then, like a 32-ounce bottle, it was like $1.50. That was a long time ago. Anyway, but it was really expensive for the pure cranberry.
How much was gas back then? Yeah, right? That's what I want to know.
Not much, but anyway. But I remember that was the most expensive juice that they had. I think it was R.W. Newton was the brand. And they had this cranberry, and I was like, $3.99. That's so expensive, because it was at least twice any of the other juices that were there. But, and I think one time I bought it and I tried it. It was like, oh.
Yeah.
It was not. Yeah.
Straight cranberry is pretty hard to consume. It's
medicinal, right?
Sort of. It's beyond that. I would say it's just it's so tart and bitter and unpleasant on so many levels. Even though it's really healthy for you, it's just really not pleasant, which is why there is so much sugar in all of those formulas.
Yeah, not good. So, but this cranberry, our Pacran cranberry product, this product should really help you. If you're struggling, or you have a friend that's struggling, you should really try this. It can really, really help you. And again, anytime you've got human clinical data, that's what Dr. Stenger wants. And those are the type of materials that he focuses in on, because it has to be clinical. It has to work with his patients. He has patients that have UTIs, and this product is what helps them. So
there was something really interesting. I think it was on Alton Brown last year during the holidays. He was talking about how when you buy your fresh cranberries, which is just the best way to make your cranberry sauce, you should put it in the freezer, because the liquid inside of the cranberries freezes and expands. And it does something on a molecular level to the cranberries that actually improves the quality of your cranberry sauce. So like taste and texture and so on. There is something on there. I will try and find the link and just see if I can share it with everybody. It's just, you know, just a little side note.
Well, and Alton Brown, he's like the molecular guy. And, you know, food chemistry is really interesting. So I like Alton Brown, because yes, he really gets into all that good science stuff. So
in any case, we always associate cranberry with lots and lots of sugar, because the flavor of the cranberry is beautiful when you mix it with sugar, but it is miserable without it.
It is. So anyway, all right. So that's our cranberry product. That's why it's beneficial. This is something you definitely should consider, because we think it could really help you if you know someone that's struggling with UTIs. We want to get into the pomegranate that we have, and why pomegranate is so important. You know, in the Middle East, you know, they talked about pomegranates in the Bible. It talks about the pomegranates, but pomegranates are a wonderful fruit, and not just because they taste good and they're fun to eat, but because they have tremendous benefits for cardiovascular health. So our pomegranate product, there are two raw materials in here. There's a pomegranate juice powder, that's as opposed to a pomegranate fruit powder. Those are different. Juice powder costs more because it's just the juice, and then it's dried, and that's you're getting the pure juice. And then we have a standardized extract of pomegranate, standardized on 40% ellagic acid. There are many, many studies. I've seen dozens of studies on ellagic acid and its benefits. But even the bigger issue we learned from Mark Stengler is pomegranate juice and its ability, according to two studies that I'm aware of. One is a newer study, an Israeli study. People consume 2 ounces of pomegranate juice. There's another study that said 1 ounce. 2 ounces of pomegranate juice per day, and they reduce their arterial carotid plaque. So that's your carotid arteries. Those go from your heart up into your brain along each side of your neck. And those are your carotid arteries. And it reduced the plaque by 35%. So if you have, you know, occluded arteries or plaque in your arteries, the pomegranate has actually been shown to reduce that plaque, which most people, you go to the doctor and they go, well, we're going to have to balloon out your arteries. They got to make an incision on your inner thigh and then run the balloon through to kind of structurally push that plaque out. Well, who wants to do that? You know, when you and first of all, you don't want that free plaque floating around your bloodstream, because that can cause other problems. And so if your body can just naturally get rid of the plaque, that is a big deal. And the practical thing about pomegranate, don't just buy any pomegranate juice, because a lot of companies, you're not getting pure pomegranate juice. You're getting some sort of corn syrupy mix with some pomegranate. So I only buy Palm Wonderful, because I actually,
it's wonderful.
It is. And an attorney I had years ago, he knew the family that owns Palm, and they basically, there were all these fields in the Central Valley in California, and they were all these pomegranate trees, and they were going to plow them all under, and I think they were going to grow almond trees or something. Wow. And he told me, he said, the wife was like, well, wait a minute, hold on, before we plow all these trees, I mean, hundreds and probably thousands of acres. And so they decided to keep all the pomegranate trees, and that's how Palm was born.
I have to tell you, we have a neighbor who we're getting a major spillover of their pomegranate tree. And like 2 summers ago, they tried to have the gardeners cut down the tree. And my husband just happened to be, John happened to be in the backyard. And he's like, no. Please. We're really happy to have that drip over, because there are so many pomegranates. Now, we don't get them all. The squirrels really do get to quite a few of them.
Wow.
But we do get some pomegranates, and they're so expensive in the store. So it's nice. The kids love them. They actually think of them as like they're eating candy. So
those squirrels must have great heart health if you
think
about
it. They do. Those squirrels, yeah, they're just zipping right around. They have no plaque slowing them down.
I got a couple more things I want to say about pomegranate, but we're out of time. So when we come back, just stay tuned with us, and we're going to talk a little bit more about pomegranate, and then we'll get right into glutathione. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson. And this is a special show on antioxidants and superfoods. This week, we are actually featuring cranberry, pomegranate, and L-glutathione. And the code for this week is going to be travel. We're going to talk to you in just a few minutes about why we chose the code travel. But with that code travel, you can save an additional 45% on these formulas when you purchase them from supplements.one, supplements.one, our web affiliate this week. Now, Rick, before the break, we were kind of talking about pomegranate, and I knew you had a couple more little things you wanted to add before we dive into the L-glutathione.
Yes, just a couple quick things. We always say we want to give you practical help, things that you can do. So, as I said, you want to buy Palm. We know that's pure pomegranate juice, and there might be other companies, but I just buy it because they're considered, you know, one of the best out there. You can actually get palm can be expensive. So my wife goes to Costco. You can get a large size at Costco and it's not that expensive. So again, Costco doesn't pay us for this. I wish Costco and Food Network both paid us, but they don't. So, but check out Costco. You can get palm there. You can get it for pretty cheap. I drink it every morning, 1 or 2 ounces every morning. And that dovetails into my next point, which is years ago, you can get these CT scans on your heart, which measures the calcium in your arteries in your heart to see what kind of plaque you have in there. And I was like, oh, I want to go get this done. You can actually get it done at Cedars-Sinai. I think it's Daniel S. Berman, B-E-R-M-A-N. If you type that in the internet, Daniel S. Berman, you can type in that and then CT scan and you'll get all kinds of information. But they do these, they measure the calcium scores and it shows you how much plaque is in your arteries because it's not like you can just take a look, right? So I went in there, I said, well, let's see how well this palm is working for me. This was about, I think I have to have it done again. It was about 4 or 5 years ago. And Mark Singer said, about every 4 or 5 years is fine. Guess how much plaque I had? I had zero. He said, CT scan gives you all these pictures. He slices through your heart of different pictures. And he said, you got nothing because the plaque shows up as white. And he's just like, kind of scrolling through my pictures of my heart because you got nothing. So that was really encouraging on if I ever had plaque, I have no idea, but I had zero. So anyway, I just cannot encourage you enough on how important pomegranate is. And if you don't want to do juice, again, we're talking about the juice, but our pomegranate juice powder, that's something that I also take every day because that's kind of another secondary thing. But for cardio protection, this is a great product. And with the ellagic acid, just something that can really be used as a cardio protective. We also have our heart, vein, and artery health product, which also has the pomegranate. It's got other things that are cardio protective, more of a comprehensive formula. You know what? We'll just throw that in this week too. If you're interested, all right. If you have people that have cardiovascular issues or you're concerned, heart, vein, and artery health, that is a very comprehensive formula, or just simple pomegranate, that too. So anyway, with that, I think I'm rambling a little bit. We need to get to the glutathione, right?
Yes. Well, the glutathione that we offer is a specialized form. It's L-glutathione from Cetria. Now, you know, in the past, Dr. Stengler, if he was working with a patient who needed to up or increase their glutathione levels, he would only do it intravenously because there's many forms of glutathione that are not proven to actually clinically raise the glutathione levels in the body. And Cetria L-glutathione is. It is actually clinically tested for purity and also proven in human clinical studies to increase the glutathione levels of the blood. So in the bloodstream. So glutathione is a polypeptide and it's made up of three different amino acids. That's L-glycine, cysteine, and glutamic acid. Now, some conventional oral glutathione is thought to break apart into the separate amino acids when it hits the stomach acid because it's not shown to increase the glutathione levels like L-glutathione from Cetria is. So their proprietary processes really maintain the integrity and bioavailability of this. It is very liver protective. It plays a crucial role in the breakdown and removal of environmental toxins like food additives and pesticides and cellular waste, which is a byproduct of metabolism. It can also help the body to push out excess hormones. And it's also shown to help assist the liver in breaking down excess chemotherapy drugs. So it's not something that I recommend for people who are on chemotherapy treatment. You should be far and clear from that before you would start getting on a glutathione regimen. But ideally, you want to go see an integrative medicine specialist, an integrative doctor like Dr. Stengler, who can really help you to sort of recover on the backswing of any chemotherapy treatment. But it is a master antioxidant, sometimes referred to as the king of all antioxidants, because it offers superior free radical protection. It helps to recharge all other antioxidants, including C, E, CoQ10, and it really does help to support the immune system.
This is something that I take every day, especially as I age, because glutathione, you know, I talked about the mercury toxicity in the beginning of the show for helping to metabolize that mercury and get rid of it. Glutathione, very valuable. As I said, we put glutathione in our 45 plus multis, even the one dailies. So we want to give you the best products we can. But this glutathione, because it's in a 250 milligram dose per capsule, you're getting a higher level of dose. And I do that just because I want to I want to die young as late as possible, as this guy used to say. So anyway, I want to glide into old age, not crash into old age, as I've said. So
Yes. And you know, it's also nice too to note that, again, we do offer semaglutathione in all of the men's and women's 45 plus multi-formulas, the one dailies and the four dailies. So just a little bonus there. But for that full clinical serving, you're going to want to get the Cetria L-glutathione on its own for that 250 milligram serving.
And it's not always easy to get glutathione out of the diet. So this is something that is good to supplement. If you're concerned about aging gracefully, this is something that's very, very important, because we live in an environment where you've got toxics everywhere. You've got it in the food, you got it in the water, you got it in the air, you got it just everywhere. And so you need to be able to have enough antioxidants to deactivate those free radicals that are seeking to do cellular damage in your body. This is why glutathione is the king of antioxidants. And then there are other antioxidants, the grapeseed and the alpha lipoic and the vitamin C, vitamin E, beta carotene, selenium, all those things. But the glutathione is the king. So this is something you really want to consider. And honestly, at 45% off, that is a screaming good deal. So I would suggest, if you are so inclined, to stock up on the glutathione, because it could be really helpful. And I notice, yeah, Melody's looking at the clock. We're almost out of time. So we need to do our getting to know you.
Our code TRAVEL this week will save you that additional 45% off of the already 10% discounted pricing through our web affiliate, supplements.one, supplements.one. This week, all week, when you purchase cranberry, pomegranate, L-glutathione, or heart, artery, and vein health, which was just another little add-on for this week. Now, we wanted to both talk about some of the most interesting places that we've traveled.
Yeah, I've talked about this before on this show. I got the opportunity to go to China a number of times. Oh, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. We were actually selling our products over there when I had partners that were over there, and they called me one day, and I'd never been to China in my life. And they said, "We need you over here." And I go, "Why?" And my partners, well, one of, and it's funny, he told me, because he's Chinese, he said, the Chinese people in China, they don't trust their own people, he goes, but they trust European goods, they trust US goods. So he said, "We need you here." I said, "Okay." So I went, and I don't get nervous, but man, I got kind of nervous before that trip. But anyway, it was just such a fun trip. The next trip, I got to take my wife and daughters with me. We went to the Great Wall of China. They have this little slide. This actually is massive slide at the end, like little roller coaster carts. You go down, and I saw a video on Facebook, and I go, "Oh, we've been on that." And then we went to Xi'an, which is, they have this, where the terracotta soldiers are, and we got to go to Chengdu, cool, where the panda base is, and the girls got to hold a panda. It was just so fun. So anyway, it was really, really a neat trip.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I think my favorite trip was going to Europe. Oh gosh, it's been well over 10 years ago now, way longer, actually farther back than that, probably 15, 16 years ago. The reason why that really stands out is, you know, recently there was headlines about, you know, Notre Dame burning, and I actually had an opportunity to go into Notre Dame, and I do have to tell you, it was so beautiful, incredibly beautiful. And they were actually holding mass there at the time, so we're listening to people sing, and the acoustics in there are so beautiful, and the stained glass and the architecture is incredible. And I have a picture of myself and my friend actually on the teeter-totter outside of Notre Dame, which most people probably don't pay attention to. And then we went to Amsterdam on that trip as well, and we stayed at this little place called the Apple Inn. But once again, the code TRAVEL will get you 45% off on cranberry, pomegranate, glutathione, and heart, artery, and vein health when you shop this week on supplements.one.
And there you have it. Once again, we are at the end of Crossroads of Health. So please join us again next week for another fun and interesting episode of Crossroads of Health.